Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Hey and Parak Dalet Mishnah Vav. In the previous two Mishnayos yesterday, we learned the gradations of Truma, how much Truma a person should give minimally, the least amount that a person should give. There were three levels, either the least amount 1/60th, the middle amount 1/50th, or the most amount, at least within those gradations, 1/40th of your crops, giving them to the Kohen as Truma. Now in Parak Dalet Mishnah Hey, we're going to discuss a machlokas, a three-way machlokas regarding the maximum amount of truma that a person can give to the Kohen. Says the Mishnah, Hamar bebe truma, if a person wants to give even more than 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th as truma, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Echad me'asara, a person can even give 1/10th, can give 10% of his crops as truma. Ketrumas meiser, just like by truma, we do have something called trumas meiser. That's what the Levi separates to the Kohen. So because we already have this concept of truma being a tenth, so too Rabbi Eliezer says the maximum, the most amount of truma that a person can give is a tenth. Just like a Levi gives a tenth to the Kohen, so too a Yisrael can give a tenth to the Kohen as well. However, says the Mishnah, Yasser Mikan, if a person ends up separating more than this 10%, Ya'asena Trumas Meister L'makom Acher, then you have to make that leftover, you can make that leftover produce into Trumas Meister for another pile of crops, for another group of produce, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the most amount that you can give is 10%, but let's say you separate 15%, so you have an extra 5% of your crops that you separated, so either you can just have it not be Truma, it's Tevel, and therefore you still have to separate Truma and Meiser Rishon and so on and so forth from that, but the Mishnah says that what you can do is you can make that extra amount into Trumas Meiser, which again is what the Levi generally separates for the Kohen. Now what the Mishnah sort of doesn't mention here is that the first thing that needs to happen is that of what you still have to separate Maaser Rishon, which is what you give to the Levi. And once you have Maaser Rishon, then you can include this excess, this extra crop that you included in the Truma, then you can include it within that Maaser Rishon as the 10%, as the Trumas Maaser that is being separated. And the Chiddush, what this Mishnah is teaching us, what the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is teaching us, is that even though normally you have a Levi who has Maaser Rishon and he separates the Trumas Maaser, the Mishnah is teaching us that a Yisrael can separate Maaser Rishon for the Levi, and then he, the Yisrael himself, can separate the Trumas Maaser for the Kohen. He's not stealing the mitzvah, he's not stealing the opportunity, the obligation from the Levi, but he himself can separate Trumas Maaser, the 10% that goes to the Kohen, the Yisrael can separate, the regular Jew can separate himself, and not leave it only to the Levi. But that's within the first opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. 10% is the maximum amount of truma that you can separate. Rabbi Yishmael has a different opinion, which says, Mechza chulunu mechza truma. Says Rabbi Yishmael, you can have 50-50. You want to give 50% of truma? That's the maximum amount that you can give. 50% is regular food, and 50% is truma, says Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva omrim. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva say, and they provide us with a third opinion, Ad she yishayar sham chulun. You have to just leave some chulun. You have to just leave some regular food. But according to them, according to Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, as long as there's something left over for chulin, everything else you could have 99% given as truma. At least as long as there's something substantive, something relatively substantial left as chulin, then you can give the rest as truma. As the Bartzinura points out, we actually paskin like Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, which is basically assuming that you can give any amount as a truma, provided that you leave at least something left over as truma, as a chulin, for the regular food that you can eat. Okay, now we're continuing with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Vav. As we learned previously, when it comes to regular truma, it should not be measured exactly. It should be measured in an inexact way, in an approximate way, not counted, not weighed, and so on and so forth. However, when it comes to Maaser or Trumas Maaser, these are 10% amounts that are exact, that are precise, and therefore they must be measured in an exact and precise way. You must separate Maaser Rishon 10% and for Trumas Maaser 10% as well. So you're supposed to measure it in an exact way. One of the ways in which they would often measure the Maaser Rishon for the Levir, the Trumas Maaser, for the Kohen, is by taking fruits and basically putting them in baskets and seeing how much fruit can fit in this basket. So let's say I see that I can fit 100 fruits into this basket. I'll fill up all my baskets and see that there are 100 apples in all the baskets. Then I'll take 10% of 100, which is... Thank you. I was pausing for dramatic effect, which is 10. And then you'll separate those 10 fruits as Maaser or as Trumas Maaser. However, what I'm just going to point out is that what would happen often is that as time goes on, as the summer wanes, as the season continues, so you'll have heat, let's say, and the heat will basically be shrinking and shriveling up the fruit. And the amount initially, there were 100 fruits in a particular basket, and now more fit in, and we're putting more in, and then you have to separate Maaser, because now you have more fruits that are fitting into the basket. So the Mishnah is going to explain to us how that would be done, and basically the three stages, the three times when they would measure the baskets for the purposes of separating Maaser. Says the Mishnah, Bishlosha Prakim Misharin Esakalkala, there were three stages, there were three times when they would measure the baskets to see how many fruits would fit in the baskets for the purposes of separating Maaser and Trumas Maaser. Number one, Babab Kuros. In the early stage, when fewer fruits would fit in each basket because they were larger. So let's say in that stage, they would have 100 fruits that would fit in all the baskets. So you'd put 100 fruits in all the baskets. You would take 10 out because you're separating Maaser from that. And then that would be great. Uvasiofos, or that was the later fruit, in which stage the fruits were already smaller and they were shriveled up even more. And let's say there were 120 fruits at that later point, at the end of the summer, when there were fewer fruits that would fit in the baskets. Let's say 120 fruits would fit in the basket. So you would put 120 fruits in each basket. You would separate 10%, which is 12 of them. You would count that exactly and precisely, and that's how you would separate Maaser and Trumas Maaser. Uve emtza hakayitz, and the middle stage was the middle of the summer. Let's assume that it was not 100, not 120, but let's say you could fit 110 fruits in each basket. So there too, you would separate 10% of 110, which is 11. You would take out 11 of the fruits and separate that as Maaser and separate that as Trumas Maaser. The first stage, you had 100, so you would just do that until you get to the middle of the summer. And then once you get to the middle of the summer, then you would make sure that there are 110 in each basket because that's how much fit. And then you would separate 11 at that point. And then you would wait until the end of the summer, at which point you would be able to fit 120, and then you'd separate the 12 fruits from that basket as Maaser and Trumas Maaser. Now the rest of this Mishnah is going to discuss how one should precisely, and really the gradations, the greatest ways that a person should be measuring precisely how many fruits he has for the purpose of separating Maaser and Trumas Maaser. Says the Mishnah, Hamona Meshubach, a person counts them like we've been just describing. You count exactly how many fruits you can fit into the basket and so on, and then count the 10%, the 10 fruits, and separate those as Maaser and Trumas Maaser. That's Meshubach, that's praiseworthy, that certainly works. V'hamoded Meshubach Mimenu. But if you're actually measuring the volume and trying to measure it that way, that's even better, and that's even more precise, more exact than counting, because different fruits are different sizes. So by measuring, that's even a higher level of counting. V'hashokel Meshubach Mishlashtan. But the greatest way, says the Mishnah, of measuring, of counting, of trying to see how many fruits you have and what 10% of them are, is by v'hashokel, by weighing them. If you can really weigh and see how much all of your fruits weigh and then taking 10% of that, that would certainly be the ideal way, the greatest way, the most praiseworthy and lofty way of measuring one's fruits for the purposes of separating Maaser and Trumas Maaser. Quick review, Perek Daled Mishnei taught us three machlokas regarding how, what's the most amount of truma that a person can separate. Rabbi Lezer said 10%, Rabbi Shmuel said 50%, and Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, who we ultimately paskin, like said, as long as you can leave something, even a little bit, left over as regular food, any amount can be your maximum amount for separating Truman, as the Bartonura points out, we pass on like Rabbi Tarfon, and we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. And then Parag Dalet Mishnah Vav taught us that there were three times a year when, generally speaking, they would separate and they would really measure and count the fruits in their baskets: the early time when they were larger, the middle of the summer when they got a little bit smaller, and the end of the summer when they got even more small because of the sun. And at those different points, they would measure again, they would count again, and they would separate Meiser and Trumas Meiser again. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us the three ways that a person could measure for the purposes of separating their Meiser and Trumas Meiser: the less than ideal way, which is counting, which you can do, but it's not the most ideal; the middle way, which is actually measuring the volume of the fruits; and the final way, and the most ideal way, is actually weighing the fruits, seeing what 10% of their weight is, and then separating that as Meiser and Trumas Meiser. Have a great day.